Let's talk about the power of asking permission.
Combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential.
Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show.
My name is Shiny Burju Insal. I am the proud creator of NeuroShine Technology, the Shiny Minds show, and I am your NeuroShine coach. Today we're going to talk about the power of asking permission. A subject that you may not even think about because it's just so subtle in your communication, but the power of it is incredible. And today I am going to share 3 tips with you, and those tips are going to improve the quality of your communication, the quality of your relationships, and the quality of your life. Ready? Let's go. 1, kindness. Think about it. When somebody asks you permission to share anything, maybe they're going to share an idea with you, maybe they're going to ask your idea and your opinion, and they have this kind of a language. Is it okay if I ask your opinion about a project that I'm working on? Boom. What happened? Well, first of all, this person is kind. Right? So they care enough about you, they respect enough about you, and they ask your permission. They care and they give you the option to say no. When there is a question, you can either say yes or no. And when there is this open communication, you feel like you are cared, don't you? So that's exactly what it gives the other person when you ask permission from them. 2, influence. You might be thinking, Shiny, how is it possible me asking permission from someone is going to give me some influence? I almost hear you. And hear me out. Now you hear me out. The reason why asking permission is going to give you extra influence is because you are communicating to that teeny tiny primitive part of that person's brain. It's called amygdala. Amygdala is there to protect. It's like a soldier of a castle. When amygdala is triggered, and amygdala is triggered when there is direct communication, by the way, and when you ask permission, do you know what you're doing? You're literally going inside the brain, knocking on the door of amygdala, and you're like, can I enter in? That's brilliant, and it is going to give you influence. And the reason is because amygdala is becoming friends with you. You are becoming friends with that person's amygdala. They don't look at you as a threat anymore. If you are to accuse them, blame them, commend them, force them to do something, then amygdala is going to be the soldier and it is going to defend, right? But you're asking permission. Right? So they're like, permission granted, enter. So you can enter into that brain and then you can leave your marks in there. Make sense? 3, mastery. Here is the truth. Not everybody is going to understand or appreciate the power of asking permission. It's only for people who really want to master their game when communicating. Mastery shows up when you are able to integrate these subtle nuances, these distinctions in your communication. And when you want to master the way you show up, you need to go beyond the words. You need to go beyond the language. Why? Because there is science and there are invisible forces that you are tapping into. When you are asking permission, you are becoming masterful. So, I hope this video helped you with these 3 tips and strategies, and I hope you're gonna start asking permission from everyone, including yourself. For more videos like this, please like this video, share it with your friends, and subscribe to my channel so that together we can make this world a better place. With more love and shiny minds.